Turn now to page 22 for our profile of British author J.K. Rowling. To mark the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter this year, we give you 10 facts you probably never knew about his famous creator.
1. She started young. Joanne Rowling wrote her first story at the age of 6. It was a story about a remarkably clever rabbit called Rabbit. I gave it to my mother, who said, "That's lovely," as a mother would. "That's very, very good." I stood there thinking, well, get it published then. That's a bit of an odd thing for a child of 6 to think.
2. She likes trains. The idea for Harry Potter came to her on a train journey to London. Having nothing to write on, she noted down ideas on a paper napkin. In the books, a train also plays a prominent role, the Hogwarts Express, which leaves from the fictitious platform 9¾ at London's King's Cross station. Rowling chose King's Cross because it is where her parents first met. For me, King's Cross station is a very, very romantic place, so I wanted Harry to go to Hogwarts by train, and obviously, therefore, it had to be King's Cross.
3. She thinks big. It took Rowling 5 years to plan all 7 books in the series, one for each year of Harry Potter's schooling. She wrote the epilogue to the final novel, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, in 1990. This was several years before she even found a publisher for the first book.
4. She has no middle name. After being rejected by 12 publishing houses, the small publishing house of Bloomsbury gave her first Harry Potter book a chance. However, thinking that boys wouldn't want to buy a novel written by a woman, they suggested she just use her initials instead of publishing as Joanne Rowling. Not having a middle name, she added the K to improve the sonority of her pen name. She chose it as a homage to her grandmother, Kathleen. "It was the publisher's idea," she says. "They could have called me Enid Snodgrass. I just wanted the book published."
5. She knew a Potter. She named her hero Potter because it was the name of a friend of hers when she was a young girl in Bristol, England, and she'd always preferred it to her own name. The one thing about herself that she did make her hero share was her birthday. Both she and Harry are born on July the 31st.
6. She has suffered from depression. At the age of 25, she found herself a single mother after her first marriage ended. She had no money, no job, and worked on her first Harry Potter novel in a cafe in Edinburgh, Scotland, the Elephant House, as it was a warm place to write. "We were as skint as you can be without being homeless." In other words, we were existing entirely on benefits. At that point, I was definitely clinically depressed. This experience of depression inspired the characters of the Dementors in the books, creatures who suck all the happiness out of a person. Depression is not sadness. Sadness is to cry and to feel. But it's that cold absence of feeling, that really hollowed-out feeling. That's what Dementors are.
7. She is like Hermione Granger. Or, to be exact, the character of Harry's closest female friend is inspired by what Rowling was like as an 11-year-old. Except, she says, that Hermione is much cleverer.
8. She started small. Initially, there were only 1,000 copies printed of her first novel, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. With each subsequent novel in the 7-book series, the print run kept increasing to satisfy the demand from fans who would wait outside bookshops in their thousands to buy them at midnight on the day of publication. At the height of the Harry Potter craze, people were going through her bins, stealing her post, and trying to bribe her friends to get information about future stories. When her final book, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, arrived in 2007, publishers sold 15 million copies in the first 24 hours.
9. She is a billionaire. Probably. In 2011, Fortune magazine declared her to be the first woman to become a billionaire through writing novels. She soon lost that status, however, after giving away about $160 million to charity. Recently, it is believed that she has rejoined the billionaire club thanks to the success of the Harry Potter theatre play and the Fantastic Beasts film.
10. She's political and sharp. Rowling has several times used her fame and popularity on Twitter to express opinions on political subjects, such as Scottish independence, which she was against. Most recently, she delivered a wonderful put-down to President Trump when he said that the Mayor of London was wrong to tell citizens to stay calm after a terrorist attack on June the 3rd, 2017. "It's called leadership, Donald," she tweeted. "The terrorists were dead 8 minutes after police got the call. If we need an alarmist blowhard, we'll call."